only thing truckers are interested in is how fast their trucks will go and how far their CBs will reach.
Hello, big riggers out there. Thanks for joining me, Jim Campbell, for another hopefully exciting video. I want to take a moment to thank everyone for leaving me comments and suggestions below. Very much appreciate it. I had somebody shoot me an email requesting me to do a video and an update on what's going on with the current EPA standards, which were just released for big trucks. Anyway, once again, please like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell below. It'd be much, much appreciated. Okay, getting into it. The EPA just recently released the new standards for greenhouse gas emissions phase 3 for all heavy-duty vehicles, including delivery trucks, refuse haulers, public utility trucks, transit, shuttle, school buses, and tractors such as day cabs or sleepers. In other words, it's affecting us all. Okay, back in 2022, EPA tried to overreach themselves. They thought that they could make laws and enforce laws. While somebody sued them, took them to Supreme Court. Supreme Court slapped them around a little bit with a 6-3 decision and said, no, no, no. You know, you're not Congress. You can't make laws and regulations and enforce them. Only Congress can do that. So, and on April 27th of 2023, the EPA published a proposed rule list for what they wanted to see four-wheelers and truck trailers, and once again, all vehicles basically, on the road. It came up with more stringent standards to reduce greenhouse emissions. And once again, it takes effect starting with model year 2027 and stretches through to 2032 with progressive, you know, it gets progressively tougher and tougher and tougher to the end result is what they want is zero emissions coming out your tailpipe. But all this takes effect starting with 2027. So, now the crux of this, when, you know, with regard to big trucks and buses and heavy duty vehicles, is that they want to reduce by 90% the amount of NOx that comes out of your exhaust. NOx is nitrogen oxide. So they want a 90% reduction of what it is now, you know, for the 2027 model year to meet. So that's going to be tough for these manufacturers. You know, they're all hopping mad about it. So are trucking companies, because it's going to add about somewhere between $16,000 and $20,000 per new tractor starting with model year 2027. Reason why is, once again, this 90% reduction in the amount of NOx comes out of that tank. The way it's currently achieved, you have the blue DEF, which runs through your catalytic converter. It cleans up all the exhaust and shoots it out the pipe. Big trucks have an exemption, and we've had an exemption. When you first hit the key up and fire up, the catalytic converter is not hot enough yet so that when the initial turn the key, fire up, passes through, you know, the catalytic converter is not heated up enough to burn it off, so you still get some come out of the exhaust, a much higher amount than what they want. It's supposed to be regulated. That exemption is going away starting with the 2027 model year. And what this is going to mean for manufacturers is now they're going to have to not only come up with a way to meet the 90%, you know, reduction, 90% less NOx coming out of your tank, nitrogen oxide, but it's got to do it from the time you hit that key, you know what I mean, all day. So they're going to need to come up with a heating system that's going to preheat the catalytic converters. When you hit that key, preheater heats up the the catalytic converter, then everything goes through and up and makes it meet the allows it to meet the standard that they now want to apply. So, but in conjunction with having to figure out how to reduce it by 90%, come up with a heater system that can preheat the catalytic converter to make all this happen, they're also going to need an onboard diagnostic and computer system to be able to tell it what to do and when. So that's a lot that they got to do, and that's a lot can go wrong, you know. But anyway, that's going to once again add somewhere between $16,000 and $20,000 per truck, starting with model year 2027. So, with that being said, what do you think the smart companies, the smart fleets, the smart owner operators are going to do? Yep, you got it. All they're going to do is just go buy up all the 2026 models, you know? And then they can just use the 2026 models for the next 3 years, you know what I mean? And that'll give the new models coming out, the 2027s, time, you know, it'll give the manufacturers time to fix those initial problems, you know, work out the kinks, because you know there's going to be kinks. So, but that buys them time. So expect that to take place. And as a result of that, the EPA, what they're trying to do is reduce the greenhouse gases, where if everybody's going to be smart enough to buy 2026 models and make them last for the next 3-4 years, you know, what are, you know, they're not going to gain any of this up front like they want to do. And it's going to hurt the makers of those trucks, because now nobody's going to buy them. They're going to be holding on to the 2026 models. So it's not, you know, anytime the government, you know, in their infinite wisdom, thinks that they're going to come and correct something, expect the direct opposite. What about prohibition? Remember when prohibition happened? In government's infinite wisdom, they thought that everybody drank too much and they're making us more efficient by outlawing booze. How'd that work out? You know what that started? Bootlegging. That's what really gave the mob, you know, the impetus to start the bootlegging and illegal drinking and speakeasies, and that's what made the mafia all the money that it made, thanks to the government. And eventually there was such a public outcry that they had to repeal it, you know, allow the sale again, but they'd already started that illegal bootlegging thing. So, but anyway, one good thing did come out of it was NASCAR. Think about it. Anyway, here's a short video of a gentleman that owns a trucking company in based in Chicago, but his company does a lot of running out to California. So he's talking about California with the stringent EPA laws like the rest of the country is going to have, but crazy California is taking one step further. Their laws, their EPA rules out there are going to be a little more stringent, and also they're out now banning diesel engines starting with model year 2035. So here we go. Check.
Thank you so much for being here. This move actually starts next year. Drayage operators that transport goods between state ports and distribution centers will be prohibited from registering new diesel trucks. From start to finish, none of this makes any sense. How do you stop it?
You know, thank you for having me on, but this mandate, it's based on new technology, and I support green energy, but it's extremely frustrating because, you know, I don't agree with California. Furthermore, I'm sick of California jamming down truckers' throats. You know, California wants to electrify half its trucks by 2035. These regulations are not practical, and they're not practical for five reasons, and five good reasons. Number one, costs. It's crazy. Infrastructure, we're not ready. Three, testing and data is still being done. It's not there. Four, driving range. And fifth, these trucks will be heavier, so we'll be able to take less payload capacity, which is gonna, how's that gonna improve our supply chain system when we're gonna have to take less load and we're gonna have to move more trucks?
Mike, you know, the Newsom administration is always saying, trust the science, everything has to be based on the facts, et cetera. Did they ever come, did anybody from the administration ever come to you or other truckers to try to figure out how these new rules would affect the industry?
No, nobody's come to any of the truckers.
Nobody.
You know, And I'd be willing to support, sit down with anybody from the government, so we could, you know, tell them our challenges, you know, tell them our problems, educate them what we're facing, so we can come up with solutions together, so we can, you know, get this economy roaring.
And but Mike, they don't even need these. I'm not going to say the name, whatever you want to call them in California. They don't even actually need to hear from individuals. They know that these trucks are three times more expensive than diesel rigs, but they can just read the news, because there was one trucking company that wanted to install charging stations near you. You're in Chicago for 30 trucks at a terminal in Joliet, Illinois. And they were told by local officials that would draw more power than the entire city. It doesn't work. None of it.
Yes. I'm sorry. It definitely doesn't work. And I totally saw that video. That was Andrew Boyle, and he was in front of Congress, and there he was explaining that, you know, one of his trucking fellows went to Joliet, Illinois, and wanted to just electrify 30 trucks. And the mayor said, absolutely not, you know, because those trucks would pull more energy than the whole town of Joliet. And Joliet is a big town. Yeah. So imagine when you have 600,000 rigs in California, they're gonna have to take so much energy. You know, it's just not feasible. You know, I do believe in miracles. Maybe they'll come up with some super technology and a super battery, but that hasn't happened yet.
He's entirely right, ain't he? He's entirely right. You know, when you stop to think about it, it's kind of egotistical for us puny humans, you know, to think that we can affect climate change. You know, the Earth has been here for millions and millions and billions of years, you know, and it's still here. It's gone through its trials and tribulations and, you know, all that good stuff, but it's still here, you know. And we're so egotistical that we think with our little cars putting around that we're going to affect climate change. My daddy always told me that follow the money. You know, anytime something comes up, you know, and you're scratching your head wondering, what's up with this? Follow the money. Somebody's making money on it. So, all right, my friends, please remember to like, subscribe, ring that notification bell below. Have a happy and safe Easter. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
I can hardly wait till I'm a trucker.